Most of us recognize the importance of knowing CPR. If we're trained to perform it and someone around us has a heart attack, we are equipped with the knowledge to potentially save that person's life. Today is the beginning of a similar type of training. By understanding the signs of depression and what to do, you can save a life. In the previous lesson, we discussed teen depression and the importance of seeking help. In today's lesson, you will learn there are two types of treatments for depression: talk therapy and medication. Help is available, effective, and can take time to see changes. There may be barriers to getting help, and they can be overcome. Asking for help for yourself or a friend can be accomplished in three simple steps. So, when we talk about treatment for depression, what does that mean? The first step should almost always be talk therapy. The types of professionals who provide talk therapy include psychologists, social workers, and counselors. How does someone find a therapist? The internet is a great resource for finding a therapist in your community. Mental health professionals also work in schools, community mental health centers, hospitals, private practice offices, and sometimes even in places of worship. Many of these places can also connect people with free or reduced-fee services. Therapists have different styles and different personalities. Sometimes, a person may have to meet with a few different therapists before finding someone they feel comfortable working with, just like Callie did in the video. And even if a person is not 100% positive they have depression, it's okay to seek a therapist anyway. It's the therapist's job to help someone understand what is causing their symptoms. So, what happens during a talk therapy session? During a talk therapy session, a person talks, listens, and learns new skills from their therapist to feel better and manage their depression. Another important point about talk therapy is what is said between a person and their therapist is private. The only time a therapist may communicate what is talked about in therapy to others is if they believe their patient is in danger of hurting themselves or someone else. However, in some cases, talk therapy alone is not enough. For a person with intense or persistent symptoms, depression medication can be used in addition to talk therapy, just like Alan in the video. Only a doctor, like a pediatrician or psychiatrist, can prescribe medication. It is important to talk openly with a doctor about any experiences on medication. Doing so will help the doctor to prescribe the appropriate medication and dosage for the patient. Treatment for depression is widely available and effective, but sometimes people feel ashamed about asking for help or telling someone that they think they may have depression. In the video, Jasmine talked about feeling this way. What everyone needs to know about depression is that it's not someone's fault, a sign of weakness, or a character flaw. It is a very common and treatable illness. So, we have been talking a lot about the importance of telling someone if you think you have depression. But how do you do that? Asking for help can be challenging. You might feel nervous because you're unsure of how to start the conversation, or because you're afraid of what the other person will think of you. However, asking for help for something like depression is the first step to getting better. And believe it or not, many of us have already had success with similar conversations in the past. Think about a time when you've been sick with the flu and had to ask for help. Usually, it involved talking to a parent about your symptoms, stating what you've already tried to do to feel better, how long the symptoms have been going on, and asking for medicine or to see a doctor. Asking for help for depression is really no different. Using these same ideas, we can be effective in getting others to understand what we need in order to move on to a healthy, happy, and productive life, something we all deserve. If you're worried about yourself, first explain to a trusted adult the changes you feel, what you have tried to make it better, and what they can do to help you take action towards seeking professional help. Here's a conversation between a teen and his mom that will give you a better idea of what it might sound like to ask for help for yourself. Hey, Mom. Can we talk?
Sure. What's going on?
Well, lately, I haven't been feeling like myself. I feel sad and angry all the time. I'm constantly tired and I can't focus in school.
I've gone through periods like this when I was your age. Hang in there and I'm sure things will get better with a little time.
Well, usually when I'm down, I feel better if I go for a run or talk to someone. But this time I can't seem to shake it. It's been like this for a few weeks now. I even took a depression test online and it reported that I should see a doctor to get it checked out.
Really?
Yeah. I think I need to talk to someone. Can you help me set up an appointment with my doctor?
Sure. I think that's a great idea.
When asking for help from an adult, some may not understand depression or know what to do. The good news is that there are many other helpful adults out there. It may just take talking to a few to find the right one. Taking a screener like the Teen Depression Test on the Erica's Lighthouse website is a great way to start a conversation with a parent or other trusted adult. But what if it's a friend you're concerned about? Friends often see changes in friends before parents and other adults do, so it's important to know how to handle a situation with a friend who may be depressed. The best approach is to communicate to your friend the changes you have noticed, that you care for them, and ask how you can help them take action towards talking to a trusted adult. Listen to this example exchange between two friends to better understand what this kind of conversation may sound like. Hey, can we talk? Over the past few weeks, I've noticed you've been hanging back a lot, not calling me as much anymore, and skipping out on me and our friends. Recently, you've even missed several play practices. In general, you seem down. This isn't like you. What's going on?
I'm sorry, I've been feeling weird lately.
I can tell something is different. I'm worried about you, and I care.
You don't have to worry. I'm sure I'll snap out of it. Eventually.
You deserve to feel better now. Who knows, it could be something serious like depression. Have you told an adult yet?
No.
An adult should know so they can help you find a professional to check it out. Who do you feel comfortable talking to?
I guess Mr. Clark.
I think he's a great choice. Would you like me to come with you? It might make you more comfortable.
Sure. Yeah, I'd like that.
Keep in mind that each situation with a friend is different and may require a slightly different approach and different action steps. Finally, if when talking to a friend, he or she tells you that they're thinking of suicide or hurting themselves, an adult must be notified immediately. A friend may ask you to keep this information a secret, but when it comes to matters of safety, keeping a secret can cost a life. One word of caution. It is important to take care of yourself and understand there are limits to the kind of support a friend can provide to a friend with depression. Often, a person can take on too much responsibility for helping a friend, and this can begin to cause stress and bring that person down. Remember, a friend's job is to listen, show compassion, and help a friend to find professional help. Thank you for listening. We hope you have a better idea of what depression treatment may look like, and more importantly, feel confident about taking action steps towards treatment if you or a friend may need it. For more information on finding help and treatment, go to www.ericaslighthouse.org.